The U.S. Postal Service announced Wednesday, February 5th, that it will resume accepting inbound mail and packages from China and Hong Kong. This reversal of a temporary suspension has raised concerns over trade and logistics disruptions. The agency did not specify a reason for the initial halt. Still, it said it is working with U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, to implement efficient collection mechanisms for new tariffs on Chinese imports. The suspension came after Trump signed an executive order that imposed an additional 10% tariff on all goods from China and eliminated the de minimis exemption, which previously allowed duty-free shipments valued under $800. Impact on Chinese e-commerce and U.S. consumers. The temporary disruption immediately affected cross-border shipping operations, particularly for Chinese e-commerce companies such as Shein and Temu. These companies rely heavily on direct-to-consumer deliveries to maintain low prices. Removing the de minimis exemption means shipments that previously bypassed tariffs are now subject to additional duties, potentially increasing costs for U.S. consumers. According to CBP, the country processed over 1.3 billion de minimis shipments in 2024. A 2023 report from the U.S. House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party found that Shein and Temu were responsible for more than 30% of packages shipped under the provision, nearly half of which originated from China. USPS and trade officials addressed concerns China Post and Hong Kong Post, government-operated postal services, are key facilitators of cost-effective shipping to the U.S. The suspension raised concerns about the broader impact of new trade regulations, particularly whether private carriers such as FedEx, UPS, and DHL would face similar restrictions. Trade officials and lawmakers have long scrutinized the de minimis provision, arguing it allows foreign retailers to avoid tariffs and raises national security concerns. Critics also pointed to the exemption's minimal documentation and inspection requirements, which they said contribute to the influx of counterfeit goods and illicit substances, including fentanyl. Future of cross-border trade and logistics, Shein and Temu have stated that their business models do not entirely rely on the de minimis provision. Both companies have expanded their U.S. distribution networks, opening domestic warehouses to store inventory and mitigate potential disruptions caused by trade restrictions. Logistics experts said the USPS's decision to resume shipments is a short-term resolution that does not eliminate broader challenges facing cross-border e-commerce. Industry analysts warned that rising tariffs, additional customs enforcement, and potential shipping delays could reshape the international supply chain, leading companies to localize operations further. USPS has not provided a timeline for further adjustments to international shipping policies, but said it will monitor the situation as the new trade regulations take effect.